So you guys have an assignment coming up in a couple weeks, actually, and it's essay 2 in your syllabus. As usual, you go to the end of the syllabus to see full descriptions, remember? So this is the description. What I call it here is an analysis of primary sources. And basically what that means is you're sort of being your own historian, and you are carefully analyzing sources from the time period. And by this time in the course, we're sort of in late, what they would call late antiquity and the Middle Ages, right? Or medieval period. Late antiquity is a very rough period that scholars use designated that, but generally speaking, it can be usually from about 300 to 600 CE is considered late antiquity. And then usually 600 and on to about 1300 or 1400 is considered the Middle Ages, right? And so you're trying to get a sense in this assignment, you're going to be a historian. You're going to be saying, I'm going to study for myself the sources from this period. And I'm going to carefully read and analyze those sources to try and get into the mindset of people that wrote these sources. You're going to try and figure out, how did the people who wrote this, and presumably some of the people who read or heard the stories, these are stories about demons. How did the people who wrote these stories or the people who heard them read to them imagine demons functioning within their world? How did they see demons playing a role within everyday life? Things like that. So you're trying to get into the mindset of people in late antiquity and in the Middle Ages to see what's going on with them in terms of how they imagine evil functioning in their daily lives. And you'll see quite prominently that demons of various sorts are just presumed to be making things happen and doing things to people and harming people. And so that's a different mindset than most of us have today. So it's hard to get into, you know, a different culture we're looking at. Even though it's Western culture, it's a different culture than our own. We're trying to sort of figure out these people. What do they think? So this entails analyzing that without judging it. In other words, you're not going to say how stupid these people are because they believe there's demons, or how stupid it is to think that mental illness is demons. There's no point in doing all that sort of value judgments, is there? Because it's a bit obvious to us that it's a bit, in our personal lives, we would say that's sort of ridiculous. As a historian, what we want to do is understand it and be able to explain it a little bit better rather than judging it. So you want to steer away, as you do with any religious studies course as best you can, or history course, you want to steer away from that whole getting heavy into judging things in terms of morals or things like that. You want to steer away entirely from that if you can. So you're trying to understand and be sort of sympathetic, you could say, and understanding what do these people think about demons. So that's my giving you a gist of it, but you can see the full description here. Carefully read and study the stories and legends in the 4th century life of St. Anthony. The title of the document's Christianity in the Desert, is what the translator titled it. And in the chapter on demons and spirits. And then in that chapter, there's numerous different stories by different authors from the Middle Ages. And those ones in the latter writings date from about 1000 to 1500. So just to give you a sense. And then I ask you here, focus your attention on analyzing specific stories for yourself and write an essay on the following. From the early monks like Antony to popular religion in the Middle Ages, demons or harmful spirits have played an important role in the worldview and actual lives of Christians. So in a way, I've given you a general thesis within which you're going to develop a more sophisticated thesis, right? You can almost think of it that way. In other words, you're already given an inclination as to what to notice about this. Demons or harmful spirits have played an important role in the worldview and actual lives of Christians. Your thesis will build that out and express what that is. And your argument will be spelling that out more fully when you write. So that's the essence of the assignment right there, the thing I've just highlighted, right? Don't get bogged down in everything else if you're just trying to figure out what you're doing. If you're trying to figure out what you're doing, it's you're trying to explain how demons or harmful spirits have played an important role in the worldview and actual lives of Christians in the Middle Ages. So that gives you a focus. But then once you're thinking about it, the types of questions you can look at are some of these other ones, right? In the process, address issues such as the following. What do these stories reveal about popular beliefs concerning demons, their nature and function? In other words, what were demons like in the imagination of these people? What activities did demons engage in, and what were their motivations? In other words, in the imaginations of people in the Middle Ages, what types of things do demons do? And why do demons do them? How do demons relate to humans and to other beings in the imaginations of the people in the Middle Ages you're studying? What are all the different cosmic beings relating to one another? How does God maybe play a role in there, or Jesus if he comes in as a sort of opposing force? What methods? These are just examples of things you can explore. What methods were available for people to counter the dangers of or gain assistance from demons? You're going to see quite a few of the stories. Presume that people in this period think that there's something you can do, right? How were such methods viewed by those who wrote these stories down? In other words, if you were writing them down, how do they... Sometimes it might be negative about some of the attempts of people to control demons and things like that. Sometimes it might be advising how to control demons, but you want to keep an eye on that sort of thing. And what are the commonalities and differences among the perspectives of the various stories you analyze? Your essay is about a mindset, but you still want to pay attention to there's a bit of diversity here, even though what's common? What's the common denominator there about how people in the Middle Ages and late antiquity view demons? What's the common denominator? But at the same time, being attentive to, hey, there's some differences here. So those are some of the things you can pay attention to. Those are sort of examples of things to think about if you're wondering what you could analyze as you go through there. Here I give you some guidance to make sure you at least cover your bases. You want to deal with the life of St. Anthony, which is your first the reading from the 300s. And with at least three of the medieval stories that are in that other document, Demons and Spirits. And as usual with any essay, you want to be analyzing specific passages and make reference to where they are. That's how you cite things here. You would be using the page numbers from the demon's stories or the page numbers from the life of Antony and putting that in brackets at the end of your sentence. You know, you just go pages, you go PP, and it went 132 to 135 in brackets at the end of your sentence. Like that. Right? This one's 30 pages. So you got about 60 pages of material to work with, right? And again, on this one, you're dealing with at least three of the stories that are in it. You want to read the whole thing, but you can deal in detail with at least three of the stories in this one, and then definitely with the other one. You get the idea? Do the page numbers overlap? No, they don't. So you don't need to do anything but with your way of citing, you're just going to put brackets at the end of the sentence and the page numbers, because I know that I've assigned these two different writings. If you use anything else, of course, you need to document the precise details of the source you've drawn on, right?